Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 19th of August at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Azetz, and we'll be looking at the business case for VAT to be cut for pubs and restaurants and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Conor Pope in the Irish Times reports that Ryanair, Sky and Air were the companies most complained about in the first half of 2025, while Ticketmaster saw its ranking and Ireland's consumer watchdog improve as concerns over high-priced Oasis tickets last September faded away. Faulty goods, poor online shopping experiences and botched home improvements topped the lists of issues raised with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, with the average amount of money at stake put at well in excess of €6,000. A total of 20,500 people contacted the CCPC between January and the end of June, mostly by phone, email and web. Vehicles and transport led the list of sectors complained about. The average spend on the products and services people had issues with was put at 6,400, and the CCPC will be on Newstalk Breakfast just after 8 a.m. CNBC reports that the OpenAI boss Sam Altman thinks the artificial intelligence market is in a bubble, according to a report from The Verge. When bubbles happen, smart people get overexcited about a kernel of truth, Altman told a small group of reporters. Are we in a phase where investors as a whole are overexcited about AI? My opinion is yes. Is AI the most important thing to happen in a very long time? My opinion is also yes, he was quoted as saying. Altman appeared to compare this dynamic to the infamous dot-com bubble, a stock market crash centered on internet-based companies that led to massive investor enthusiasm during the late 1990s. Between March 2000 and October 2002, the Nasdaq lost nearly 80% of its value after many of these companies failed to generate revenue and profits. The BBC reports that the union representing Air Canada flight attendants says it will continue to defy a back-to-work order despite the Canada Industrial Relations Board ruling that their strike was unlawful. The Independent Federal Tribunal deemed the job action by cabin crews, now in its third day, to be illegal after the union defied a government back-to-work order issued over the weekend. If Air Canada thinks planes will be flying this afternoon, they're sorely mistaken, the Canadian Union of Public Employees said. The strike by more than 10,000 flight attendants for Canada's largest airline has stranded tens of thousands of passengers since flights were grounded on Saturday. The Canadian Industrial Relations Board decision ordered the union to send its members back to work. It's unclear what consequences the union now.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.